Unit 5, Track 8. Will drones make farming more efficient?
Hi, I'm Willa Evans and this is Ahead of the Field, exploring how farmers are growing their businesses for the future. Of all the technologies available, drones are one of the most exciting. So we've come to Hampton House Farm in Kyneton, Warwickshire, run by the Gasson family, and we're being joined by Toby. Hi, Toby.
Good morning.
So, tell us what you do here and why you've started using a drone.
We're a 400-acre arable farm, growing mostly cereals and oilseed rape. We've recently bought a drone, just to see if we can try and improve the way we do things on the farm.
So, you've not had it very long then, but are you already seeing benefits?
We are seeing benefits, even when crops are dormant. This spring, we've used the drone for chasing pigeons off the rape, which works brilliantly. The drone is also beneficial during the growing season, to look at disease levels and weed levels. Drainage would be another great thing to look at. If we had a broken drain, we'd hopefully be able to spot it from the air. Also, we've got quite a lot of grain stores around and there's always a leaky roof somewhere, so it's always easy to see where the problem is.
Now Sue Wrangham is joining us from Drone AG, a company specialising in developing drones for agriculture. Sue, what sort of jobs can your drones do?
Generally, we're looking at faster and more efficient crop inspection. But drones can also be used for nitrogen application, to give just one example.
Do farmers need to warn neighbours if they're using a drone?
If there's another farm nearby and there are buildings or cattle, you will have to keep the drone 50 metres away. Farmers could complain about drone users disturbing wildlife or livestock.
I see. Toby, how familiar are you with the codes and legislation for drones?
I know the basics because when we got the drone, the box contained a little leaflet with the drone code.
Another aspect our listeners might be interested in is the wind. We're standing in a very big open field. It's quite breezy today. Is wind a problem?
No, not for the most part. The drones are very, very good at handling wind levels. 20 miles an hour is the limit, though.
Well, how are your drones going to change what farmers do? Are farmers going to be doing less walking up and down the fields now?
Some might. We have a new app called Skippy Scout, which will actually allow farmers to take sample photos from only a metre above the crops. Those photos will allow them to see things like weeds or insect damage. So you can see straight away where there is a problem in your crop, where there's not as much growth and where there's more growth. It is a good guide for where you might want to go and crop walk.
If you then see lower growth, you maybe want to start applying fertiliser in contrast to the areas of high growth, where you probably won't need to. So you could immediately start to see a saving on fertiliser.
This is an arable farm. I come from North Wales. Mostly livestock farms are to be found up there. What about those livestock farmers? What kind of benefit is a drone to them?
We see a lot of livestock farmers, especially up in the hills where they have to travel quite large distances to check sheep. If they use drones, they would not have to walk so much to check their sheep. They could save time and fuel for their quad bikes. I think thermal technology in particular will start to allow livestock managers to really see if there's a problem with their livestock in terms of health.
On to my final question. Does every farmer who uses a drone need a license?
No, in most cases they don't. But if you make money with it, you need a commercial license.
I'm thinking of getting one. A friend of mine, for example, wants to do a promotional video for his farm shop so he can put it on his website. And then I've got another friend who wants me to take some photos of some fields for drainage. So there are plenty of opportunities out there.
So we're coming to the end of the day here now, and we're really grateful to Toby for showing us around his farm and to Sue for giving us a demonstration of how the drone works. In the meantime, from me, Willa Evans, and everyone here at Hampton House Farm in Warwickshire, it's goodbye.